Hello, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 239 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? So, I am back home. I'm off the ship. It was great doing the jazz cruises. I had a couple of friends who won Grammys, which was really cool. Blows my mind that I know Grammy winners. So, congrats to Terrence Blanchard and Chris Dave and, all the other winners. Good for them. It is good to be home. My roof leak is fixed. Man, it's been raining a lot in L.A. Still getting work done outside the house, dealing with a lot of mud. And the funniest thing is there was a lot of, well, I thought it was just dirt around my house. But now with all this rain, there's grass growing just out of nowhere. That's interesting. Anyway, enough of that. You don't care about that. That's my life. Let's look at what's been going on while I was at sea. State of the Union, no surprise there. Just, you know, the usual lies about how great the economy's doing due to Lil Trumpy's work, even though he inherited it, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, my favorite, I was at sea, okay? I was working, so I didn't get to watch the speech. The speech was summed up by a friend of mine who texted me and said she has to move to Canada because the Latino caravan is coming to rape her, get her son on drugs, and kill her mom. That pretty much summed up the speech right there. The absolute best thing about the State of the Union was Nancy Pelosi's, as Patton Oswalt dubbed it, fuck you clap. It was just beautiful watching the look on Nancy's face when she sort of leaned forward and applauded. Yeah, we've got something new in America, the fuck you clap. Now that makes America great again. Nancy Pelosi is, in my opinion, hell, this whole podcast is my opinion. Do I really need to say that? Nancy is becoming a strong leader of the Democratic Party. Nancy is standing up to Trumpy. She's not folding, as Democrats so often do. They're willing to negotiate, but only on an adult level with adults, which kind of lets out Trumpy. But, you know, I don't think the government's going to shut down again. I think he got his ass spanked on that one, and not spanked in a good way by a Russian hooker who might pee on him, but actually got his ass whooped in public. So Nancy is standing up, which is great. I love seeing the women of Congress all dressed in white in unity. I thought that was great. And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's just, there's a video going around about the system being fundamentally broken. And she basically, through questions of other congressmen, shows that a person could be financed completely by, could have their campaign financed completely by corporations, get elected, then do legislation only favoring the corporations while owning stock in the corporations. And the entire thing is legal. There's no law nor rule against it. And that the president can and has done even worse. We could get all into Trump's deals with China, his daughter's deals with China, his son-in-law's deals with China, his loans from Russian oligarchs, and who knows what else. I don't think Trump's going to be put out of office by any investigation. I don't think the Mueller investigation is going to do it. I don't think congressional investigations are going to do it. I think, you know, basically he's got 1 year left, right? This year, then next year is all campaigning. And if the Democrats come up with a strong candidate, they'll get elected. This is just what I think. And he's not going to go to jail because, you know, he'll be pardoned or whatever. But the Southern District of New York is, as I've said before, beautiful. They're going after the money. Get the money. Stop the money. I love that. But, you know, Ms. Cortez talking about how broken the system is. The problem is the people who regulate the system are the people who profit the most from the system being broken. So you're talking about getting Congress people to vote against Congress people getting corporate money. I don't know how that's going to happen. Maybe I'm too cynical, or maybe I'm just lived too long and have seen human nature. But you're talking about corporate pawns, aka Congress, giving up their money. It'd be like, you know, a NASCAR sponsor turning down the money from a NASCAR racer turning down the money from a sponsor. You know, your car is painted like a giant M&M or like a giant box of Tide, and you go into Tide and say, you know, we don't really want your money anymore. We don't like Tide. Some days we want to use all, and some days we just want to wash with rocks and baking soda. Ain't gonna happen. So I don't know, but kudos to Ms. Cortez for trying. You know, that's great. Now, speaking of baby hands, I am enjoying this. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe I'm a bad guy. But I am loving all of these, the middle America white man, the guy who voted for Trump, you know, the angry working white man. And it had nothing to do with race. I'm just angry and I want the system to change. He's getting his tax return and it's much smaller than he thought. What they're finding out, and I'm sorry for the people, you know, there's true, honest working people who are absolutely getting screwed by this new tax plan. I'll tell you, my taxes are going up because part of this new tax plan, one of the things was they wanted to screw people in New York and California. We pay the most for our real estate, our homes, our mortgages are big, our state taxes are big, and we can no longer deduct state taxes. And there's a cap on how much mortgage interest we can deduct. So, yeah, I'm paying more. I'm fortunate that I can afford to pay more. Nobody wants to. And I don't mind paying taxes. I just wish they were used better. You know, I wish the Congress people for sale weren't deciding where my tax dollars are being used. But that's not. Here's my thing. This middle America who it had nothing to do with race. I didn't vote based on race. I wanted to make America great again. America should be great again, some bitch. And that black some bitch. Did I say that? That Muslim some bitch. Did I? No, I didn't mean race when I called Obama a black Muslim who wasn't born here, blah, 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 blah. It had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with misogyny when I was about to lock Hillary up. I just cared about making America great again. Well, tax returns are coming in, and they're pretty small. Some people expected $2,000, got $500. People are paying more taxes. You know why? Because they thought they were rich. They're not. They're not. Rich means $10 million a year or more. Rich people don't work for someone else. Unless they play pro ball. Rich people have wealth. You know what I mean? It's capital gains taxes, etc. They're not filling out a 1040. Okay, so these people who expected their tax return are finding out that the Republican tax plan has completely screwed them, and their tax return is much smaller than they expected. They can't even pay off their Walmart credit cards. Sorry, that's it. So now these people are looking at a tough choice in the next election. Do they continue to support their racism and misogyny, which is actually costing them money out of their pocket, or do they finally wake up and vote in their own interest and realize that they're just working people and maybe the Republican Party is not the party for them? If you are rich, if you are a business person, etc., and you want to vote Republican, God bless you. You know, obviously, you have to overlook a lot to accept baby hands as your leader. But, you know, if you're that business person and you're voting based on not paying your employees or lower taxes or capital gains or something, good for you, you know. But to all these Nimrods who believed all this bullshit and thought that this tax... See, here's the thing, and this is the brilliance of the Republican Party. I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It started back in the days of Nixon, but definitely under Reagan with the trickle-down economic theory. They made people think they were rich. They made 50% of people think they were in the top 5%, which is now the 1%, which is quickly becoming the 0.1%, and vote for these tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. Billionaires are getting tax cuts. You're not. You make 100 grand a year. You make 150 grand a year. Now, granted, if you make 150 grand a year in middle America, in the lower cost of living states, like, I don't know, Idaho or Georgia or the Carolinas or somewhere like that, you're living good. You got a big house, and but you're not rich. You're not rich. You're not even close to rich. You're what we used to call upper middle class, you know, back when we had a middle class. So God bless you. Tough decision. On the one hand, man, I love my racism and misogyny. I like wearing my little red hat. On the other hand, I got this Walmart bill to pay. I'm really not sure how I'm going to come up with that lump sum of money. For many people, their tax return is the biggest lump sum of money they're going to get in the year. And they plan around it. They plan major purchases, appliances, furniture, vacation, new car, truck, whatever. And now it ain't going to be what you thought it was going to be. So good luck. God bless. And I don't know. I don't know. So you got a tough decision. Speaking of tough decisions, Democrats have a tough decision. In Virginia, which, okay, this is, I don't know if you want to get beaten with a stick or a club, you want to get shot or stabbed. I don't know what kind of decisions these are that you make. The governor, Ralph Northam, he admitted he was wearing blackface in a photo in his yearbook. Then he said it wasn't him. Then he said it wasn't him, but he did wear blackface at another occasion. And we're not even going to get into the Klan costume picture that was in there. Okay, listen, politicians, public figures, whatever, just one more time. The internet doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. Once it's on the internet, it doesn't go away. Can I say this again? Once it's on the internet, it doesn't go away. People comically say, Alonzo, you should run for president. There's a reason I could never run for president, because once it's on the internet, it doesn't go away. So, and the amazing thing about this is what's really stupid and screwed up for these people. This stuff wasn't even initially on the internet. This stuff is from the 80s, which means somebody had to upload these pictures. Okay. Let's find out who your friends are. Yeah. Somebody uploaded pictures of you in blackface and a Klan costume. But anyway, you've got that now. So that's the governor. Then we've got the attorney general also wore blackface. And then the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, he's got a couple of sexual assaults on him. Now, these are the Democrats. These are highest ranking Democrats in Virginia. So we got two old school racists and a sexual assaulter. Now, Northam really needs to shut up. Besides, it was me. It wasn't me. When this thing he said about, you know, back in the 1600s, when the first indentured servants came to Virginia. Indentured servants? Really? Is that what we're calling slaves now? That's not quite as bad as the Texas school books would try to call them, immigrant laborers. But let me tell you something. The black people who came over in chains, not quite indentured servants. They say, we'll let the historians fight it out because there were Europeans who came over and did. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Confederate flag didn't have much to do with indentured servants. So anyway, Northam should just shut up. Just stop talking. Again, every politician needs somebody in staff whose job it is to say, shut up, stop talking. Man, that Trump guy would be really busy. Enough of that. Sorry, off point. So the Democrats have this, it's a dilemma. And if you're a Democrat in Virginia, you have a dilemma because and the word isn't forgive, do you overlook this stuff to maintain Democrats in power? And by the way, none of these people have resigned. Or do you go moral on them, which the Democrats, I think, made a huge mistake with Al Franken with this morality and gave up a great member and spokesman for their party. But anyway, do you go moral and give the power to the next one in line who's a Republican, who's going to take away your health care, because, you know, that Obamacare came from that black sumbitch who was coming to your house to get your gun and kill your babies. Did we mention killing babies? There's killing babies. In the State of the Union, there was killing babies. Yeah, them Democrats, some bitches killing babies. I can't even debate that. I don't know. I don't know what you do. That's really a tough one for a Virginia Democrat. I would, if I lived in Virginia, and this is my first time saying this because I've been thinking about this, but I would support the party. I hate these old races. I cannot stand these old racist bastards. I think that we need to purge them, get rid of them. I think new people, younger people should come in. Like Congress, there was a congressman just died who'd been there for 60 years, 59 years. What the hell? What the hell? So these people, well, you know, I was a racist 40 years ago. Then you shouldn't be around anymore. What happened to retirement? Get rid of them. Bring in younger people. You know, when I say bring in younger people, and that means somebody in their mid-50s, we're dealing with some old bastards. Bring in some younger people in their 50s and their 40s who have been around, who understand modern life, who understand technology, who understand social media, and who live in the real world, okay? Get rid of these old white men. I'm tired of it. But if I were a Democrat living in Virginia, I would accept these guys, as shitty as they are, over a Republican. Because a Republican, listen, I'd rather have a 1980s racist than a 2019 racist any day, okay? You know, the Republicans trying to take the moral high ground on this. The hypocrisy, it's staggering. When they support Donald Trump, okay, who's a proven racist, whether it be his housing policies when he was in New York or his Charlottesville comment that there's good people on both sides. You know, those white supremacist Nazis, some of them good people, whether it's that or his misogyny of, you know, the grabbing by the pussy, et cetera, or the Republicans supporting Roy Moore for Congress, who just happened to be a pedophile on his own time. Okay, not while working. So their morality is a joke. But as a Democrat, if you're a real person, it's a tough choice. But I would take the old racists over the current racists. That's what I would do. Of course, I don't live in Virginia, so I don't have to make that decision. We'll see how this plays out. Speaking of old racists, let's talk about Liam Neeson. And I'm only talking about this because I posted about this on my social media. So Liam Neeson in promotion of another one of these revenge movies. And by the way, how old can this guy get before he stops pretending to whip people's ass? If you get your ass whipped by a 75-year-old Liam Neeson, you need an ass whipping. So in promoting another one of these revenge movies, I don't know, maybe it's Taken 14 or whatever, he said that a friend of his was raped. He asked who did it. She said, I don't know, but he was black. And he said, I was looking for some black bastard to kill. And that bothers me, right? Because it's a stupid thing to say. It's a racist thing to say. And it tells me who he is. But people are like, no, it's a long time ago. He's changed. He said it. The context he said it is how stupid he was back then, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. I looked into it a little more, and I realized this is ridiculous. I'm not going to let this bother me. Why? Because he was in Ireland. Let me tell you, I was in Ireland in like 2009. There ain't a lot of black people in Ireland. If you're looking for a black person to get into a fight with, Ireland is a safe place to look because there aren't many black people. Now, he was... Not only that, he was looking for a black bastard he could kill, which meant he had to find a small black person, a little black guy, even harder to find in Ireland, okay? Now, you know, he wasn't looking for a black man, see, because if he'd have found a black man, that brother would have just told him, I have a certain set of skills developed over years of putting up with bullshit, and if you touch me, I will whip your movie star ass like you wouldn't believe. See, Liam, that's a set of skills. That's learned in school of life. That's not a movie. That's not, okay, let the stuntman do this ass whipping. Yeah, you look for a black bastard to kill. Let me tell you something. These black bastards out here, have a certain set of skills. The NBA's blown up. The Clippers are my... Isn't that a hell of a jump? I guess it's not. I'm still talking about black people. My Clippers, I couldn't even name five Clippers anymore. Trades, this, that, the other. Enjoy it. Enjoy the All-Star game. Sports are still an escape from all of this, man. Sports are such an escape. I appreciate them for that reason. Whatever is your escape, music, movies, whatever, just take a break. Travel. I'm going back out on the ship in a couple of weeks. That ain't a bad thing. Is what it is. Finally, Jussie Smollett, who is on the show Empire and is a black gay man, reported that he was attacked on the streets of Chicago and beaten up by some MAGA hat guys, and saying that, you know, they called him faggot and nigger and all that and whatever. I don't listen. It's being disputed now that whether it happened or not. I believe him. It's not hard to believe. But anyway, let's talk about this MAGA hat, okay? The new white hood. And I talked about it in the last podcast. I believe it. Alyssa Milano explained it much better than me. But let's talk about America, okay? There was a poem written in 1935 by Langston Hughes called Let America Be America Again. This poem has been performed beautifully by Jussie Smollett to Marcus Miller's music as part of the soundtrack from the movie Marshall. I highly recommend the movie. The movie was about Thurgood Marshall and what he did. I love the soundtrack, and yeah, I am biased because Marcus is a friend of mine and he's brilliantly talented. But I'm going to close the podcast by playing Let America Be America Again. You can find it on the Marshall soundtrack. It was written in 1935. It is absolutely apropos today. This is what America must be. Thank you.
Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain, seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great strong land of love, where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme. That any man be crushed by one above, it never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, no freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog eat dog. A mighty crush the weak. I am the young man, full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean. Hungry yet today despite the dream, beaten yet today, oh pioneers. I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings. Who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true that even yet its mighty daring sings. And every brick and stone and every furrow turn has made America the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left Dark Island shore and Poland's plain and England's grassy lea. And torn from Black Africa's strand, I came to build a homeland of the free.
The free.
Who said the free?
Not me.
Surely not me. The millions on relief today, the millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed, and all the songs we've sung, and all the hopes we held, and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay, except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that never has been yet, and yet must be, the land where every man is free, the land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me, who made America. Whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain. Must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must take back our land again. America. Oh yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains and the endless plain, all the stretch of these great green states. And make America again. Make America again. Let America be America again.